of our caring presence in our lives. Help us welcome you into our homes. Help us release toil and anxiety and find peace. I ask Asceta to light the candle for us. I'd like to remind you, light is a symbol of the light of the world. We invite him to be with us during our service. It's called to worship. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord our God. Love the Lord our God. Let us pray. Abiding and caring God, help us remember that you are present with us, calling us to be our best self. Help us learn to love ourselves, that we might learn to love our neighbor. With the caring example of Christ, we seek to be your love and care in the world. Amen. Our first hymn for this morning, to God be the glory. Please be seated. O God, we have not invested all that we are. Our heart, minds, soul, and strength in loving you and each day, we struggle to love one another to the fullest. Receive our heartfelt confession and hear our gratitude for your grace and forgiveness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We will care as Boaz cared for Ruth. We will care as Naomi cared for the ancestor of Christ. We will care as Jesus taught us to care for our neighbors and ourselves. We lead together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not put us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This time for scripture reading.
Our psalm for today is taken from Psalm 127, verse 1 to 4. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. Children, a heritage from the Lord. Offsprings, a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior. And the children born in one's youth. Blessed and the man whose giver is full of them. They will not put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Amen.
The first Bible reading for today is taken from the from the book of Mark, chapter 12. Verses 38 to 44. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor and banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only 2 cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Amen.
Before we doing our reflection, I would like to invite these two sisters, Shane and Esetta, to come to have a song for us before our reflection. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sammy and Seda. Encourage for us that the Lord, if the Lord is with us, we are so glad and happy. My text for this morning is taken from the Psalm 127, that's the verse 1. Unless the Lord build a house, the builder labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guard stand watch the vain. The other translation, unless the Lord build a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Unless the Lord protect a city, guarding it with sunrise will do no good. My theme for this morning, blessing and protect and protection come from God. Psalm 127 is familiar for all of us. That Psalm of Solomon. He writes his experience, this psalm, from the time that he built the temple and also and built, rebuilt the city of Jerusalem. All the things that he done, he listened what the God said to him. Everything that he start from the plan to build the temple and the city of Jerusalem, he always listened what the God said to him. And he obeyed to the Lord before he done the work. That's why the temple is totally amazing, totally beautiful. And the city of Jerusalem during that time is looking good around the world during this time. And find out why? The Lord, his God, working together with the King Solomon. And this is why the city and the temple was blessing. But not only the blessing, you can see how God to do something, finish the work and not forgive it, but after the work, he look after, he protect the city, he protect the temple, and protect the people they are around in Jerusalem and the temple too. Blessing and protecting from God without this present, there is no success. This is a challenge for all of us. The psalm today, this morning, it reminds all of us here. If you do a work, especially to build up your family, your house, don't forget, let the Lord, your God, to help you, to guide you. And you will be blessed. I remember on the 1980 something, I had a couple. They are married and they are looking for their first son. They are waiting until the 11 years. During that time, they never turn away from God. They put their faith on the table and working together for that. And after 11 years for their marriage, and the Lord blessed them. The Lord blessed them and gave them a beautiful son. Amazing. When I prepared this sermon, and I said, how I can apply for our situation at the moment? We start from March last year. We have lockdown. And all the people on the world, in the world, they are scared for the COVID-19. But now, yesterday, I hear that, you can know that, the cases is over 200. And all of us here, our family, they are still safe. For the people, they are offering their family and let our Lord Jesus Christ to care for our family. You can see the blessing. I hear some of the family, they are struggle for money, for food. But they didn't realize that the Lord is still there to help them. It reminds for all of us, God is with us if we give him all our need. He is the one to protect us. He is the one to supply and provide what you need. All the families establish home and watchmen guard city, but both these activities are futile unless God is with them. A family without God can never experience the spiritual bond God brings to relationship. A city without God will crumble from evil and corruption on the inside. Don't make the mistake of living out of your life. If you do, all your accomplishment will be futile. Make God highest priority and let him to do the building. I challenge you today. If you have something to build in your house, in your community, in our church here, how about if we can give it to God and let him to do our need? I talked with Brian Dead this morning, and I asked him, how is Brian? And he told me, he is growing better and better. What? They gave it to God what they need for him. I know we are struggling with our money in our parish. How about if we can give it to God? Lord, please, please provide our need. If we give it to him, I encourage you, Lord will supply what I need. Amen? Yes, Lord will supply. If you do that today, Lord will bless us. And he will protect our parents. And also your family too. And may God bless you. Now we're doing our affirmation of faith. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new. By the Spirit, we trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and save others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and raised, our church and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Now our second hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. The prayer for intercession. We pray, loving God, for your church throughout the world, that it may share in the work of Christ, revealing your grace and reconciling power. We pray for the world, that nation may seek the way that leads to justice and peace. We pray for the people of this country, that we may recognize the contribution of every race and culture, and that each may work for the good of all. We pray for homes, family, and friends, that we may respect our commitment to one another, that marriage may be held in honor, that children may be surrounded with security and love, and that young people may find encouragement and understanding. We pray for all who are ill, and for those who are distressed in mind or spirit. We pray for those who suffer for faith and conviction and are tempted to give in because the way is hard. We pray that the good news of Jesus Christ may be heard and received throughout the world. Power to our God and forever. Amen. Now, we are doing the mystery of sacrament. We may, as we are one body in Christ. If we do not love our brother and sisters whom we have seen, how can we love God whom we have not seen? The peace of God be with you. This is the time for sensing, but you can use your hand, and God bless you. Now, this is the time of offering, but at the moment we are still on level 2. We will not be collecting the offering today due to COVID-19. Please leave your offering at the back over there of the church, and we will collect it after the service. We also acknowledge offering made by automatic payment and online banking. We thank you for the people they are doing online on our offering. But now I can lead a prayer for the people they are doing offering for our church. Let us pray. Help us give ourselves with abandon to one another, as Naomi and Ruth gave themselves to each other. Help us give ourselves without anxiety in service. Help us give in ways that help this congregation mend lives through love. May this gift heal an aching world and care for all creation. Amen. Give us the earth to care for and enjoy. When we turn away from you, you did not abandon us to the darkness. You drew us to you in covenant and led us out of bondage into freedom. You gave us the law to teach us how to live. Through the prophet, you cry out for justice and gave us the promise of your kingdom on earth. Your living word, born into human family, he became one of us, restoring broken humanity, offering to all the liberation of forgiveness and new life. He taught the people,
healed the sick, gave dignity to the dying, and took the sight by word and action. He silenced the powerful and declared the coming of your kingdom. Although rejected and betrayed, his self-giving love conquered all, even death on the cross. You raised him victorious over death so that he might be with us forever. Through your Spirit, you have brought the church to birth and empower us to give this good news to all. Therefore, with all your people in heaven and on earth, we worship and praise your glorious name. On the night he betrayed, Jesus took bread and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Prayer for the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, that this gift of bread and wine may be to us the bread of life and the cup of salvation. Bind us into one body, that we may grow into the fullness of Christ, who is the head. Amen. We come to your table, consists of our own. Humbly we take this bread and wine, recognizing in your life. So gracious Lord, we eat this bread and drink this wine, believing that you will grow in us and we. The bread that we break, we share it, the body of Christ. The wine which we pour, we share it, the blood of Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world. Draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart with thanksgiving. Our Holy Communion today, please, we do the same that we are already familiar for that. You can come and take your Holy Communion and go back to your seat and eat and drink. So now the table of the Lord is ready. Get up. That's yours. That's God's love. May God bless you. Thank you. place. God bless you. Hope that you are enjoy for the bread and wine today, and may God bless you. So we do together the prayer after the communion. Father all, we give you thanks and praise that when we are still, you meet us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, declare your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live in recent life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit light give light to the world, keep us firm in the hope you have set before us. So we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Amen. Your final hymn for today. Guide me, O thou great Redeemer.
Amen.
Go out in love to care for stranger. Go out in love to care for kin. Go out in love to care for neighbors. Go out in love to care for yourself, beloved of God. Amen. Say the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Mate, Mari, Atu, Tatou, Katoa, E, Tiaki, Mana, No, E, Fa, Kaka, O, Tatou, Te atuata maitira mate wailuata puhoki tato atua kota hii.